to parliamentary business in New York. So in terms of the rules, in the absence of the chair, we have to elect an acting chairperson for the business of today. Can I please get nominees from the members?
Honourable Member Suleiman, I would like to propose Honourable Member Kodesh of Denver.
Any second? Any other nomination? Okay. Thank you, members. In the absence of other nominations, can I ask Honorable September to come and take the chair?
Good morning, honorable members. I will get immediately into the business. This mic, this is not so good, no? Yeah. I think this one is better. I will get immediately into the business of today. The notice says that we will be discussing the upcoming workshop that the committee has decided upon. That's the only point that we have on the agenda, honorable members, unless there's anything else from your side. There being none, I take it we could just discuss this very quickly, and I'm sure with your cooperation we won't stay in this room for very long. The agenda point, comrades, is preparations for the committee's strategic and annual plan of workshop. The workshop will take place on the 29th and 30th of March, which is next week. The venue is somewhere in the beautiful Heart Bay. Chapman Speak something, yes. It's a beautiful one there, and so that's on the logistic side. I think the secretary will help us with all the other transport arrangements and so on, and ensure that members get any other messages related to the workshop. The workshop will, I hope you've got these documents, which set out the program. So we're asking you to just reflect on the program. And then there's another document that is entitled Orientation Workshop for the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation on Foreign Policy. And if you like, reflect on this one also. This will then go into the workshop finally, as the program agreed to by the members, and that will be it, honourable members. Honourable Jacobus,
can I just ask a question? I'm looking at the orientation workshop, and I see there is going to be a presentation by Treasury and the Auditor General. But just for our sake, when is our budget vote coming up in the National Assembly? Because I think we need to prepare for that as well. I'm not sure, because we're basically rising after this orientation workshop, the National Assembly or Parliament as a whole for elections work. So I think if we still have time, then we can maybe when we come back. But I'm not sure when is our budget vote coming up. Discussion.
24th of May. Okay. Any other matter, honourable members? Bobo?
Thank you, Chair. I was just wondering, I see that there will be input from two other departments, the National Treasury and also the Auditor General. I was wondering, in view of the fact that our work tends to overlap with other departments, such as home affairs to some extent, trade and industry, and maybe even to some extent tourism. I don't know, in terms of just interacting with those departments, whether it wouldn't be a good idea just to share some of the views with some of those departments, even if it means just very minimal input, but just so that we see where we overlap in our work with them. For example, the bill that was just passed the other day, the amendment to the Home Affairs Immigration Bill, had a lot to do with some of the things that we in the committee or in the Department of International Relations are also concerned about. So I don't know, I was just thinking on top of my head whether that should be something to think about, Chair. Thank you.
Any other member? Yes, Honourable Member.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think in our last meeting we also hinted on the role of Parliament in international relations. And I think last week also in the Speaker's Forum, this was really one of the central issues of the discussions on how Parliament could in fact play a role in international relations. The second point that I also want to make is the issue on international treaties and agreements. Are we not going to talk about it in the workshop?
Is there any other member? I think on the maybe if the honourable member can just clarify when he mentions the role of Parliament in international relations, maybe just is there a proposal for the how you would want it to factor into this agenda? And then
Madam Chair, so far I think the whole notion is that it is the prerogative of the president and the ministers to deal with issues like peace in different countries and so on. Parliament has never in fact been part of it. I think if you look at the Middle East, Palestine, Parliament has never played a role there. Even in, for instance, in Zimbabwe, in Swaziland, which is beginning to simmer up now, problems there. The role of parliamentarians has not been really recognized that they are the people who, as we always say, that they are the voice of the people. But they never get an opportunity to speak to the constituents, even in creating peace, stability and understanding. It's always the prerogative of ministers and presidents. But it never holds because the agreements or peace agreements are always on top. They are very much abstract. They are not rooted in the people themselves. And the people who can reach the people in terms of these kind of conflicts are members of Parliament. In different, for instance, if you have a multi-party a delegation from South Africa to visit the parliamentarians in Zimbabwe, they would be in a position to talk to members of parliament, of ZANU, MDC, and the others about the conflict, the problems in Zimbabwe. This has not happened. It's always it's a prerogative of the executive to do that. I think this is coming up all the time. As I say, in the Speaker's Forum also, it has been raised by a lot of people that how do you involve Parliament in issues of peacemaking and peacekeeping.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Jacobus, followed by Honourable Mokhalafa. Am I saying it in the right?
Just following on what Honourable Pukana just said, I remember, I think it was in 2005, when this department was still Foreign Affairs, that the then minister had a Likutla at UCT, I remember, because I was serving on that very committee, and that was the one and only that happened. And I know this is a national competency, foreign policy and foreign affairs or international relations, so is defense and all of that, so they don't have regular Likutla, something, as the member said, that is normally decided on by the minister and so on. But I think maybe we could actually throw a suggestion to the minister to say, how about, because that is, I think, where we can play a role as members of parliament as well, in our constituencies and so on, is to have Likutla of this nature, not necessarily, every month or so, but just once, twice a year, and move it from province to province so that people can also have an input in foreign policy. Because sometimes when you're in your constituency, people would ask you things to say, but, you talk to people about things. When I'm in my constituency, for instance, you talk to people about the situation in Libya, whatever. Hey, we don't care about that. We don't know about that. So there's that kind of thing, you guys deal with it. So I think to involve people more, maybe we can throw a suggestion to the department to just say, how about, let's say, once a year we have a Likutla of that sort, where you involve communities and constituencies and so on foreign policy, not that you're asking for permission to do one, two, or three, but also to just to inform, because that's also what the Likutlas are about, to inform communities about what is happening in our country, across our borders, and beyond. So maybe it's just something that we can throw to the department for their consideration as well. Thanks,
Chairperson. I just want to concur with my two colleagues who just spoken about the need to enhance the role of Parliament and just indicate that as part of our threat plan for 2009 and 2010, we did engage in what we call public diplomacy. We did go for the outreach. If you recall, two meetings back, we were approving a report from one of those outreach programs in the UCT. So I would propose that we should look into filtering it through with our new year plan for 2011-2012, that we continue, because if we only been to two communities and two universities, UCT with a cluster of UWC and Stellenbosch, as well as University of Limpopo and Venda. So we have to move beyond that and see, because of the next move was to go to Devon before the whole change of guard happened and it just collapsed. So we got to revive that. Often foreign policy is seen as an elitist thing. It's the prerogative of the president to conduct our foreign policy. But I think we got to move beyond that. We got to move beyond the boardroom politics of foreign policy and take it down to the people. I think xenophobic attacks and as well as events that are happening in North of Africa makes it our role as parliamentarians to make sure that people understand what do we stand for in terms of our foreign policy decision making. So yes, I would endorse what my two colleagues are saying, that we need to move and see how can we filter through our role of parliament through engaging in public diplomacy. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Arising out of what the member says, this matter was dealt by the committee already, so it won't be a new issue. What we need to make sure is in the plan that evaluates the last plan, we must make sure moving forward that this matter stays alive and that this committee in the workshop will give expression to how do we then move forward, having done some things in the last, I remember that workshop, I was also in there, having done something, how do we then move forward. So I think that means that the matter is there already. We must just sharpen it in our input that we've made, and certainly, Honourable Member, the other matter of the certainly the issue on treaties. I think it, we would have discussed it today, but I'm sure it will be fed into the workshop. And then I think the other matter will continue, Honourable Members. The matter of cross-cutting, that one will continue. I mean, for example, trade and industry is discussing IPSA and so on and so on as it relates to. And so I think it will help if we, in our program, have a clearer program of how do we confer, because conference is allowed for in this parliament. I think we must just shape it up and make sure that our program reflects conferring with other committees on a range of different other issues, because it's incumbent upon us to do so. So I'll give the...
Chair, I just want to interject on the point that you've made about trade and industry being busy with IPSA. To say that I think we are hosting, is it IPSA or BRICS this year?
BRICS.
And often this committee is left in the dark when it comes to those things. And frankly speaking, it is our competence. So at some point when this thing is evolving, we got to see how DTI can come with us in terms of briefing for the preparations for BRICS. So I think we cannot just be left in the dark. You know, we've been bystanders for long, and BRICS is coming to us, and we should be at the forefront of it.
IPSA, not
IPSA. Chair,
I just wanted to also add that as a country, we contribute quite substantial amounts of money to African structures, organizations. Of course, we had an opportunity to go to the AU last year. But locally here, we are hosting the Pan-African Parliament. Some of us have never, from this committee, have never stepped our feet in there to see just what goes on in the PAPS. We are the host of that parliament. We contribute substantial amounts of money there. I think in terms of just take some kind of... oversight, I don't want to call it oversight, but I think some kind of briefing for us on how that works. And also, we're hosting NEPAD secretariat here. And SADC is just next door in Botswana. And these are the bodies that we contribute quite a lot to. Why shouldn't we have some kind of program as well into oversighting onto these bodies? Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Welcome, Honourable Dudley. Any further comments on the program, the inputs? If there are none, Honourable Members, we are still trying to make sure that the Minister attends the workshop, which means that the program obviously will be after the Chair of the Committee will open up to slot the Minister in there, and then the program should go from there. But you will see, Honourable Members, I mean, for example, South Africa's role in conflict resolution in Africa, there's an expert that we're bringing here. So some of your points will be, you know, will be covered there also. The department will make presentations, and that will take us to the end of the day. Then we're trying to get Chris Lunsford also to speak to issues of foreign policy, and you've mentioned already the other two departments. And then what we want to make sure is that there is sufficient time for the committee to have discussions. So this little bit of time here must be expanded a bit so that the committee have sufficient time to discuss all of these things that you have said and all the other issues. Honourable Members, I'm sure Secretary Members are reminded to bring the other documents with them, unless you're going to put a pack together, obviously, which is the previous program that the committee put together last year or the year before, which will then be evaluated. And in moving forward, we'll then build from there on the program moving forward. But I'm sure they'll put it in the pack. But I think there's nothing wrong for the members to, you know, retrieve those documents and go through it already, Honourable Jacobus.
Chair, I'm not sure about the invitations, but just also listening to what other colleagues have said in terms of the cross-cutting departments, is it not possible for us to then invite even just the chairpersons of those committees? I don't know if they've been invited, trade and industry, defense, or all those in the JCPS cluster to be part of the workshop if they can, or a representation of those committees. I think that would be helpful to us as well, because we're looking at an integrated approach in terms of foreign policy and the JCPS cluster in general. And also to just make a request that maybe, I understand maybe the minister can't stay there for the 2 days, but at least one of the deputies are with us all the time, so that whatever comes out of the workshop actually immediately gets fed to the department, besides the report that we'll be giving them later on, if it's then possible for one of the deputies to be with us for the 2 days.
Honourable Newart Droshan.
Thank you, Chairperson. You just mentioned the orientation pack for the new members. I haven't received anything, so I would like to have an orientation pack before the workshop next week, please.
Will be done. Must be done. On the program, I'll take the last 2 members.
Chair, I've forgotten what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say it when I remember it.
Okay. Is there any member that would like to help the member? You can't remember what you wanted to say.
I know I'm not not helping. He's very young to forget. No, Madam Chair, I just wanted to know when it comes to presentations, whether they will be based on the questions that we raise, because I see it's departmental presentations. Are they going to be based on the questions we raised, or it's going to be just the normal presentations that we have? For instance, we raised issues on BRICS. Are we going to get a presentation on BRICS? We raised issues on NEPAD. Are we going to get a presentation on NEPAD? Mm. We raised issues on different issues, trade and so on. Are we going to get presentations which are more relevant and appropriate to the questions which we raised? I know sometimes we can just go there and get presentations which are standard. For instance, on the African agenda, are we going to get things that are relevant to the questions that we've raised? Because according to me, we are the ones who were supposed to brainstorm the kind of presentations that we want to see in the workshop. Our own needs as members and needs of the members of parliament that we serve, that we represent, rather than officials thinking for us to say, this is what you need to know, this is what you need to know. I don't think that argues well.
Honourable Dudley.
Sorry, I was a bit late. I just wondered if you had a venue or if we're doing this here at parliament. The workshop.
You can hear the members have responded. I'd say. Nearly 60 years old. No, I think on the logistics, we will ask the secretary to make sure that the members, get all the relevant information which they can hear. They don't have everything. Just before I give the member a chance, the question by Honourable Kosana, I think what we should do is to go to this document, because you will see on this program, they put here the department's presentation, objectives 1 to 4, that refers to this document.
Okay.
And then you will see objectives 5 to 7, again it's this document. And so on and so on. You will see on the next page also it is that. So I think what we must do is honourable members, with your permission, let's focus on this document also, and the questions that you have asked, because the question by the member, there's then a headline next to the what the department needs to present. I hope that caters. If it does not sufficiently cater in how the agenda has put together, I think we must include the issues that you have raised here over and above what the objectives are saying in here. So, Honourable Mogul.
Thank you, Chair. I finally remembered what I was going to say. This is an agreement with Honourable Jacoba, if she can give me 1 minute of her time, to agree with what you're saying, that during the workshop, maybe to be good that we could have one of our deputy ministers there. I'm saying this because this committee has had very little interaction with the minister since we came, beginning of this term. If I recall, I think she only appeared here once. That's not to say that she should be here all the time, because they understand the kind of job that she has to do. She travels. But I think interaction with the minister is also very important. So I would support the idea that maybe one of the deputies should stay through this workshop. Another thing that I want to say is we see very little participation of other parties in this committee. And I've expressed this before, even in the last year session, that there are some representatives from other parties that come onto this workshop, to the meetings, only when maybe there's some trip to be made, but hardly ever attend the... Well, we can understand probably because they've got a lot of workload that... but and then there are just others who have permanent apologies that they can't attend because for one reason or other. I don't know whether this is something that we need to convey to Parliament or something like that, because I think the effectiveness of a committee depends on the broader participation of members. Because if you look at the participation in this committee, you can actually count the number of people that come all the time. So I think it's something that we need to look at, Chair. Thanks.
Okay. I ask again, thank you for that, Honourable Member. I ask again that what we should do is just to see if we've been covered sufficiently in this document, which is here with the heading Orientation Workshop. From my side, I must say, just browsing through it very quickly, but we can go through page by page. The issue of climate change is not in here also, and South Africa is hosting a COP, whatever number it is. And again, it's a matter for us to forge a closer relationship with. Because it's our minister and water and environment that we'll be dealing with it. So I think it's incumbent upon us as Parliament to chart the way of what it is that we would want to see as an outcome on COP, I think it's 17, that will be happening at the end of the year. So I'm asking that matter also comes onto this agenda for discussion. So, Honourable Members, I'm not going to read you through all of this, but it starts off with an introduction speaking to the fact that a number of us are new in this committee and also why the workshop. Then it talks about the objectives of the workshop. It talks about the change of name of the department as an opening point. Then it speaks to the second objective, speaks to the focus of South Africa's foreign policy, which is the consolidation of the African agenda, and goes on to say all these different things. And there it says there will be input from the branch on this one. The third objective speaks to the global recession, which is economic matters. And I think, yeah, the BRICS and so on issue, Russia, China, all of that, something you asked earlier on, so that branch will deal with it under that objective. The fourth objective speaks to partnership with the North and continues to talk about trade, development and cooperation. That's what that branch must talk to. The fifth one speaks to commitment to global political and socio-economic stability and security within the multilateral system. I'm sure they must talk about the WTO stuff here also, as what that objective is and what that branch are being asked to speak to. The sixth one speaks to strengthening of political and economic relations. It should maybe be called economic diplomacy, it should be called. The seventh one speaks to the implementation of the work of the department, financials and other aspects. Then the aspect of treasury is the eighth objective, and then the auditor general is the ninth objective. So I want to ask members if this is not if this doesn't cover some of the issues that you've raised sufficiently, like the cross-cutting issues not explicitly being spoken about sufficiently. I'm sure we will ask them to make sure that it's incorporated and reflect and also relate to the department. These are the additional matters that the members would want the department to deliberate on, and for ourselves also, Honourable Jacobus. And Honourable, now let me give Honourable Suleiman a chance.
Thank you, Chair. You see, this draft program, only for the 2 days, which will be very difficult for them to, I know there's a lot of issues, but it will be very difficult for them to bring all the issues. If you look at this already, it's very tight. Maybe in the quarter in future, there's going to be other issues being raised. So I would like to propose that we accept this draft program, and maybe during the workshop, if there's any issues, you can bring in and we can do it. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I agree with that. But I think in discussion, issues will come out as we discuss at the workshop. And that's why I propose that we actually invite the other cross-cutting chairpersons, because I don't think we'll get their ministers there, but at least the chairpersons or the whips or someone from the committee, a representation of the committees, so that it can enrich our discussion in terms of what will come out. I agree that we won't be able to cover everything, but the 2 days, I think, could be sufficient for that for now. The other area, Chairperson, I want to raise, as we know, our DG is leaving on that day or the day thereafter, after we finished our deliberations. I'm not sure if the DG is going to be there. One would hope that he would be there. Is it not that we can have a small little, maybe at the end of the first day or something, to send him off? We did indicate the last time. I think it was the chairperson that indicated the last time that we should have something. Well, the department might have something, but as a committee, we've been working with him. Is it not? Maybe when we have dinner, we have a braai and then a small little speech from the chairperson. Mm-hmm. A couple of drinks as well. I didn't want to say that. You said it. I didn't. You know, just a small little send-off for the DG as well, and thank him for his tireless efforts in the department, because he has been quite good and assisted the committee in a very, very good way. So if the DG is going to be there, that I'm now proposing we have it the first evening, end of the first day one, and then we need to then budget for that. If we're going to have a braai or whatever dinner is going to be, but we just acknowledge his contribution to the department so far. Thanks.
Okay, no, I'm sure honourable members that must, you know, there must be consensus on that matter, that we do that and that we ask a letter to be conveyed to that to the department, that the DG be there, and we do what is necessary. I think there were two last hands.
That was me, Madam Chair, and this is my last bite, I think. No, earlier on, Madam Chair, I was simply responding to the agenda here, because to me it looked very, very vague. But looking through this document, I think it suffices that most of the things that we raised are here in different ways. But I would also suggest that if we anticipate inviting people from other departments or DGs or whatever, and even the minister, then some of these issues have to be transferred into the agenda to make it more attractive. Otherwise, when it's like this, even members of the portfolio itself may find no compelling reasons to go there. But if they can take some of the issues in here and put them here to make it more attractive, even to the minister, then perhaps the minister might consider the invite. But it's a bit vague when it's like this.
I'm sure, honourable members, that should be done instead of saying department presentation objectives 1 to 4, take that out and put the name of the presentation. Yeah. It is shortcut writing. Honourable Mobile?
No.
You're done. Okay. Can I find out if there are any other matters? Did we cover everything of the workshop now? The venue, the time is there. The first day, the DG matter that needs to be communicated. Anything else? On the practical level, secretary, does the members have to sign anything for out of town allowance? Oh no, what do you call it? S&Ps? Is there such thing? Yes, and she will make sure that the form gets to you. To be signed. No, we remember these things called S&T. Members remember these things very well. After the 15th, when there's nothing, then you look around to see what is there.
I am a member of this committee.
Yes, yes, all of that. I think on the
You know, it's brainwave as we're talking.
You see that brainwave of yours goes too fast because as your hand. Final.
Just to add on the issue of the DG, I think we should be having some form of a plaque or certificate of appreciation. I mean, that DG has done quite a lot for this department.
It's called the present honourable member. Yeah, or a gift. Can we... Excuse me?
Yes. The deputy minister here comes from...
Former
deputy minister comes from a department which can make very, very exquisite gifts. We've made some for the president, even President Aristide and many others. So if they request the minister and the department, they can get a very exquisite gift, which they would not find in any shop in this country or overseas. We've done that. We've given even the royals.
There you have it.
Yeah. And
no one. Yes, good course.
No.
So moved that the Honourable Jacobus will do the necessary for us to communicate and bring something for us. Now, I think that's good, honourable members. That's the purpose of asking the DG to come. We would like to hand over a token of appreciation for his contribution in this department, and we will do it by handing over something and also have something to eat and drink and so on. So we trust that the committee's budget is sufficient for these little eats and drinks, isn't that? So you'll have to transform this little dinner into eats and drinks and so on, and you will have to, where you are not allowed drinks to go onto the budget of the committee, you will have to do vitamins and stuff like that to find. No, I think there must be a creative way to get some drinks and so on. We're not asking to take the committee's budget because you won't be allowed in any event. Very final one. We will not entertain fiscal dancing, honourable members. Can we thank all of you? I think that's the meeting for today. We will see each other next week in Heart Bay. And
will the secretary communicate the traveling arrangements?
Certainly do that. Can I ask the African National Congress just to stay behind me? Members of the African National Congress, those that would like to cross to the ANC, you can also say.